Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do you know what this month is? Well, first of all, today is the first day of June. Today is June 1st. Now, every Tuesday we do Maximizing Men's Health, but it becomes particularly fitting today because we're also kicking off Men's Health Month. Yes. Once again, who knew there was a Men's Health Month? It makes sense. It also makes sense that we would spend some time talking about it here on the show because there's so many health issues. Do we have the doctor? Okay. So Dr. Baga, he's actually one of my favorite Maximizing Men's Health guests. Dr. Herman Baga is a urologist at Allegheny Health Network. He is also in charge of, runs the Center for Men's Health. Welcome back. And I believe there's some congratulations in order, correct, Doctor?
Oh, thanks, Lynn. You're too kind.
Yeah, see, I'm not the only one who thinks you're awesome. So congratulations for your recent recognition as one of the outstanding physicians in our area. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you coming on the show. So let's talk about Men's Health Month. You know, it's like we have all these very specialized months, breast cancer month, prostate cancer month, very specialized. But this is Men's Health Month. So that covers all of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to cover, as you know, as you've been bringing light to week after week. We really appreciate that. You know, it's important that men take the time to kind of step back and think about their own health. You know, men have a lower life expectancy than women. We lead women in the top 15 causes of death in the United States. We lead women in 14 of them. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said about us taking some time to go ahead and manage our health. And a lot of it is due to, you know, you can say that men maybe have more risk-taking activity and different things like that have been explained. But I really think a lot of it comes down to the fact that we just don't take care of ourselves as well. We're way more likely not to go to the doctor. We're way more likely to not undergo health screening and preventive care. And so it's very important that we highlight some of these major men's health issues that we can take care of ourselves for. And I kind of look at it in two buckets. There's the health issues that we can deal with it on our own, which we certainly should, but then there are the health issues that we need the doctor's help for. And so it's really important for men to know which is important and when.
All right, so let's start right there. How do you figure that out?
So certain things you can do. You know, whenever men come to see me, and you know, I'm a specialized physician as a urologist, but I often find out that I'm the first doctor that they're seeing. And so the first thing I tell them is, listen, you need to watch out for your health on your own. First thing you want to do is check your fridge. You want to make sure you're having proper food and diet. You know, fruits and veggies are very important. Things like cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, these are all due to damage to your cells. And your cells get damaged because of the food that you eat and the behaviors that you partake in. So check your fridge, make sure you're having fruits and veggies, check your habits, make sure you're not smoking or at least trying to cut down. Step on the scale, check your weight. Obesity is one of the leading causes of diabetes, heart disease, things like that. Stroke can come from that. So you really want to increase your activity, 30 minutes a day of exercise, or at the very least set a goal of 100 minutes a week. These are all things that men can do on their own, but then they're also things they want to come to the doctor for, you know. So you got to make sure you participate in routine health maintenance, have a primary care doctor, there's certain values you want to check. So, you know, some of your listeners can say, hey, do you know your cholesterol value? That's very important. All men above age 20, every 4 to 6 years at the very least, need to have their cholesterol levels checked. It's one of the top causes of death for men is cardiovascular disease, and high cholesterol is one of the most preventable ways to manage that. So do you know your cholesterol level? If you're above 20, a lot of men on your line may say no. If you're above 55, are you engaging in prostate cancer screening? That's a simple blood test that can be done by a urologist or your primary care doctor. Very simple, and it really helps for us to find preventable causes of death with cancer. Colorectal cancer screening, have you had your colonoscopy? If you're above 45, hopefully the answer is yes. You know, that's becoming more of an issue with younger and younger men, and so it's really important that men don't delay too long. Have you had your vaccinations? Flu shots, immunizations, very important. If you combine... Would you believe this, Lynn? If you'd combine the flu and pneumonia, that is the seventh largest cause of death for men in the United States. So if you're above 50,
wow,
you should be getting a flu shot once a year. If you're above 65, you should be getting your pneumonia vaccine once a year. You know, that can be very important at preventing, you know, a preventable death. Of course, these days we have COVID. You know, that's all over the news as well. We have our COVID vaccines as well, which is very important. It remains to be seen how long this remains to us and, you know, how long this remains a persistent cause of deterioration in men's health. But, you know, we do have that vaccine available as well. So, you know, there's so many things that you really got to get plugged into your primary care doctor for. But in the meantime, you know, check your fridge, check the scale, increase your activity, check your blood pressure. These days you go to any grocery store, you can get your blood pressure checked as well. It should be a below 120 over 80. And if it's not, find that primary care doctor and see what they can do for you.
So let me ask you this, doctor, and we probably only have about a minute left, but it sounds like a lot of this outside of the things like, you know, checking your refrigerator and the things that we know we need to do and we don't do, that our men need to have a PCP. They need to have a primary care physician because it sounds like everything kind of stems from there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sorry I droned on a little bit, but this is something.
No, it was good information.
We got to make sure, you know, we joke around that men take care of their cars better than they do themselves. But
wow,
at least the car's got a car man. Right. And so, you know, what you need to do and you have a maintenance manual for yourself, for the car. But for yourself, you don't know that. You need to get that manual. You need to have that routine. When do you need that oil change? When do you need this or that? So you need a primary care to tell you what to do. They're your instruction manual to make sure that you're getting checked out and getting properly taken care of.
And it sounds like it all makes sense. And he had a lot of good information. We're going to put that up on our social media. So go back and listen to it again and again because it's important. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us as always.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it as always.
All right. Take good care. Yeah, you just got to do it, guys. Fellas, you just got to do it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.